Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, and we'll start out there. We're going to be in the NLT. I've read it both several times in both the NLT and the King James, and both of them's really good, but I thought we'll just read this from the NLT. It says, "This letter is from Simon Peter, a slave and an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have." Now then, is that supposed to be all of us? Yeah, Peter is saying that all of us should have this same precious faith. Now then, what kind of faith did Peter have? Oh, was Peter the one that walked up to the temple to go into the church and the guy says, "I need some money. I need you to give me some money." What'd Peter say?
"Such as I have."
Oh, he said, "I don't have no money. I don't have no silver. I don't have no gold. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk."
Right.
Woo! Now, is that the kind of faith we all want to have, Bill? Yeah, that's the kind of faith we want to have. But anyway, Peter had that kind of faith. And he knew he had that kind of faith. And he knew the promises of God belonged to him. And that he could share them with others. So I can just see him, can't you, Scott, reaching down with that old guy? "I don't have any money. I can't give you any money, but I got something better than silver and gold. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk." Can you just imagine what that guy thought when he looked up at Peter? Peter said, "Did you hear what I said?" Reached down and grabbed him by the hand and said, "Get up." He just jerked him right up. I mean, and his ankles and legs became strong. And that man began to jump and praise God and run up and down the steps of the temple and everything else. Now, is that the kind of faith we should all have?
Amen.
Amen. That's the kind we should have. Unfortunately, we don't have it, but we need it. "I am writing to all of you who share the same precious faith we have, faith given to us by Jesus Christ." So who gave us this wonderful faith? The Lord did. I mean, it belongs to us. It's ours. This faith is given to us by Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, who makes us right with God. Now just think, when Jesus died on that cross for you, before he died on that cross, if you wasn't a high priest, you could not go into the Holy of Holies where God was. If you walked into the Holy of Holies, immediately you was killed. And the high priest, he didn't have full access to that place either, did he? He could only go in there one day a year on the Day of Atonement, and then never without blood. Just think. Even the high priest, if he went in the day before to see what it looked like in there, what happened to him? He died. He got killed. Yeah, they did. They put bells on the bottom of their garments and everything. So as he walked, they could hear the bells dingling. That way they knew he had a rope tied on his foot. And if the bells quit dingling, oh my. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't take but 1 or 2 years in a row to drag one of them out that the rest of them, they'd make sure they went in there with blood, wouldn't they, Bill? Aren't we glad God's a little more merciful to us today than he was with them? Thank goodness. If he wasn't, I know a few boys in here that wouldn't be alive. That's all I got to say. May God bless you with his special favor and wonderful peace as you come to know Jesus, our God and our Lord, better and better. Okay. How do you come to know God better and better? It's only one way. Get in the Word, right? That's the only way you can know him better and better. That's get in the Word and meditate on the Word and study the Word. Right, Tom?
Right.
And the more you meditate on the Word, of course, the thing about it is read the Word out loud. I think about how many, every time I go down to the hospital in Dallas or to Cook's, and of course, those are children's hospitals. Last time I was at Children's in Dallas, I've never seen so many children with so many abnormalities in their flesh. Arms missing, you know, legs missing, little children. And of course, I asked the doctors, you know, I said, "Doc, why is this little child born like this?" Oh, he said their parents were on drugs. You know, they were always taking heroin or something. He'd name off drugs. He said those drugs caused these problems. And I thought, wow. And to think, some of those people probably were Christians. They got saved, but nobody told them that they were supposed to keep themselves clean and pure, and all these wonderful blessings belong to them. If they would get in the Word, they could do great and awesome things in Jesus' name. But nobody tells us. And of course, we won't get in the Word. You know, and if you're a child of the devil, which all of us were, with some a little more than others, but if you were really a child of the devil, and your mother and dad was not children of God, and you got saved, chances are whoever led you to Jesus, whatever, they only talked to you about Jesus and getting saved. Is that right? And when you got them saved, how much did he know about all these other things? Absolutely nothing. So that means you got to go back, right, Bill? That means you got to go back. You know, Bill's been sending me emails about the people he's been leading to Jesus lately. He's got his hands full now. These people he's leading to Jesus, now he's got to disciple them. You got to teach them about the Word of God. Yeah, you have to disciple them, because if you don't go back and disciple them, they may not ever go to church, Bill. You got to go back and talk to them about Jesus. You got to take the word over there and sit down with them and share these things of God with these people. Just like used to, I would take the word of God and go to people's homes and I would show them the healing that belonged to them. And sometimes it took hours. You know, when everybody else is out going to the bar or running around with somebody or doing something they ain't supposed to, or sitting home drinking soda pop and watching Monday Night Football, I'm out there with the word of God teaching people how to get healed. And it paid the best dividends of anything I've ever done. I told somebody the other day, I said, it's been quite a while back, but I stopped one day over at a little restaurant in Denton. I was hungry, and it was lunchtime, so I stopped and I thought, I'll just have me a quick bite to eat. And I went in there and I got my lunch, and I'm sitting over there and I'm eating. And there's a whole bunch of people in a restaurant. And all of a sudden, a lady, which I didn't even have no idea who she was, this lady come running in there and just run right up to my table and beat on the top of my table, Thurman Scribner. I said, praise God, ma'am. I said, who are you? She said, you don't remember me? I said, no. She said, 3 years ago you come to my house. I had terminal cancer. You spent all night with me and my husband. You taught us the word of God. You prayed for me. And she said, that cancer left, and I ain't had a sign of cancer in my body since. And she was just telling it like that in the restaurant. I thought, wow, and I don't even remember her. But you know, 3 years had passed. But I thought, what a way to be remembered. What a way to somebody to come in and scream at you at the table instead of fussing at you because you're parked in their parking spot outside and they want to throw you out. They're praising God for what you did. Don't you love it when God shows up to do something wonderful for you? And I mean, I couldn't hardly eat my lunch. I thought, wow, Lord, I got all choked up and said, Lord, you're so awesome. What a privilege it is to serve the living God. You know, it's amazing. But how do we learn these things? We learn these things and learn about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by getting in His Word, spending time with Him. But He says, may God bless you with His special favor and wonderful peace. All that's just mind-boggling. That's so wonderful. As you come to know Jesus, our God and our Lord, better and better. Verse 3 and 4. As we know Jesus better, His divine power. Now, what's left out of His divine power? Nothing. Look at this. As we know Jesus better and better, His divine power gives us a few things we need. Oh, how many things? All things. The King James says all things. This says everything we need for living a godly life. He has called us to receive His own glory and goodness. So when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, by His divine power, He gives us everything we need to do everything we need to do for Jesus. That's why Rosemary bought me that little block down there with that light and says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Is that what you do? That's what you do? Rosemary said, when I saw that, said, that's Thurman right there. Praise the Lord. I mean, yeah, my mom. Praise God for a good mother, right, Rosemary? Yes, mothers, man, they have a tremendous impact. But that's my mother taught me that scripture from as far back as I can remember. Whenever I'd run into something, I said, Mom, I can't do that. She said, don't you say that. She said, you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. You're a son of God. There ain't nothing impossible with you, son. Amen. Now then, if you're told that all your life, you know, you grow up believing that, you know, especially when it comes from Mom. I mean, Mom, you know Mom's honest and truthful. You know Mom, you can trust her. That's not the case in everybody's life, but it should be. Everybody should have a mother like my mother, a mother that loved, a mother that taught us the Word of God. Wow. Everybody should have a mom like I had. And by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. What is it we've missed? How do we miss this stuff? How do we not know this? We are so wrapped up in the world, we fail to hear. This is kind of the way it works. Somebody comes up to Joseph and says, Joseph, I'd like for you to do something for me. He might not have heard half of what you said. But he says, okay, I'll do the best I can. But you want to make sure Joseph heard you. You go up to him, you grab him by the nape of the neck, you swat him on the cheeks both times. Joseph, look at me, son. What do you want, Thurman? I want you to go do this for me. Now, did he get it that time? He got it that time. See, that's the way God has to do you and me, right, Richard? I mean, when we sit here and read this book like a novel, we just read it, we just go over these words, and they don't mean nothing, do they? But we need to ask the Lord, Lord, pat me on the cheek on both sides. Slap me hard, whatever it takes to get my attention. So whenever I read this word, you will reveal yourself to me. I want to know you better. Is that the way we should do it? I guarantee. And by that same mighty power, He has given us all of His rich and wonderful promises. He has promised that you will escape the decadence all around you caused by evil desires, and that you will share in His divine nature. Just think. In God's divine nature, do you see any kind of sickness or disease? No, he's not sick. Is God weak? No. By faith, what can He do? All things. But see, He's given us how much of that power? The only thing He's limited our power to is the earth. He has no power out there in heaven. He can speak galaxies into existence and no problem. He didn't give you and me that power. That one of those, not yet. One of those great and awesome precious promises that just since you and Betty are sitting there side by side, He said, I tell you the truth, if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. So what can the two of you, if you're both walking in obedience to God's word, what can the two of you get that you need in life from God? Anything you want. That's exactly right. You know, so we need to start asking Him, Lord, we're walking in total obedience to your word. We got these acquaintances that live down the street that don't know you. We need you to start working on those people's heart. We need you to begin to convict them of sin. And then you need to send me or me and Betty together down, and then we need to talk to them. You need to bring them out to the mailbox when we go by so we can meet them and talk to them about Jesus.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today. But we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled A Life of Moral Excellence, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.